My name is Ben Greenfield, and on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Life Podcast,
I do a lot fewer discs just because by the time people get to the point where they have severe burning in both hands, by the time they have that, they're usually getting their neck fused anyway. Concentrate these VSELs. Mm-hmm. Like anytime you do PRP, you're concentrating the V cells, but yeah, they're completely asleep. Getting people out of pain is a gift. Even if you have something that's the most wonderful development in medicine, if someone can't afford it, it doesn't do them any good.
Faith, family, fitness, health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their sexual performance booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a Rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard in those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com.
What has been, actually, we were talking about this just a few minutes ago, off camera, off recording, around 4 or 5 years or so since I visited Park City, where there is a very special procedure that I discovered a few years ago. I did a whole story on it. I came down here and I did what's called a full body stem cell makeover, where the two physicians sitting right here with me basically went head to toe, soup to nuts, and did my entire body with stem cells. And since then, a lot has happened in terms of the science of stem cells and regenerative medicine, in terms of what's used, how the protocol goes. And oh my gosh, if you're actually interested in things like pain management with age, the whole like anti-aging and longevity thing, but kind of the pointy edge of it, sexual performance, aesthetics, this is basically like the creme de la creme of protocols. But it's really kind of difficult to wrap your head around everything that goes on and how this thing actually came to exist. So I've got Dr. Amy Killen and Dr. Harry Adelson with me today. And after we record this podcast, we're actually about to go in, and I'm super grumpy because I haven't been able to have breakfast this morning, and I got to do all these special things to get ready to go under anesthesia and get this protocol done on me. So that being said, the history of this is super interesting, because didn't it start with you being injured, Harry?
Pretty much, yeah. So I had a rock climbing injury back when I was in my first year of naturopathic school, and I tore the labrum in my shoulder, and I was getting ready to do this big climbing trip to France, which is, you know, the birthplace of modern sport climbing. Mm-hmm. And I tore my labrum in my shoulder, and I saw an orthopedic surgeon, and he said, well, I can put a scope in there and I can cut away a piece of cartilage, help you in the short term, but it's going to give you problems later in life. Alternately, I can give you a steroid injection. Similarly, it'll help in the short term, but it's actually going to further degenerate your cartilage.
Wait, I knew that about the cortisol, but the scopes, that can also be something that comes back to bite you.
Well, you're cutting stuff away and you need that stuff later in
life.
That's
a good point. Yeah. You know? Okay.
So then the evolution of full body stem cell makeover was, you know, in the early days, back in 2010, 2011, when I was first starting, very few people had heard of stem cell therapy in the United States. So the only people who were coming to me were cowboys, were Wyoming ranchers. And the reason for that was because there was a large animal veterinarian up there who was doing stem cells on horses. And these guys had these very expensive workhorses who were getting old and couldn't work anymore. And they wanted to get a couple more years out of them. And they'd take them to this guy, and he would do stem cells on the horses. And they could see with their eyes, then, you know, the horse couldn't work and now it could work. Mm-hmm. And so they'd say to this guy, well, can't you, you know, do that to my low back and my neck? And the guy would say, well, no, I can't because I'm a veterinarian. But there's a guy in Park City doing it. Go to him.
Yeah.
So I started getting these busted up cowboys who just had literally arthritis throughout their entire bodies. So I do these huge treatments. I do their neck and their low back and both hips and their knees and both shoulders. And completely as a joke, I started calling it full body stem cell makeover, like really like tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Well, then I started getting the biohackers in, and I would get people say, well, can't you just do my whole body sort of preventatively?
Right.
And I thought,
sounds like a question a biohacker would ask.
Yeah. And I thought, yeah, actually I can. I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
So that you were one of the first people to, I mean, I think you were the second or third person to get a full body stem cell makeover close to 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
because I proceed with great caution with everything.
Like
for someone who's done
MO
the protocol hundreds of times before actually done on me. But quick thing, back in 2010, when you were saying you were treating these cowboys, you alluded to the fact that not a lot of people were doing stuff like this in the United States. And to my recollection, back in 2010, this was when you heard about cats like, you know, Peyton Manning or your guys in the NFL or the NBA actually going overseas to get stem cells done. Now, at this point, was that kind of like most of where people were going for stem cells?
Yeah, there was just a small number of people doing it in the U.S. I was about number 10 or so.
Mm-hmm.
and nobody was really sharing any information. That's why those first years I would do a month at home, and my practice was slow because I had a burn the ships approach, and I just did stem cells. And so I would do a month here, and then I'd alternate months, and I'd go travel through South America learning from the maestros. And there was a lot being done overseas. So a lot of those guys would go, some of them were going to Europe, not so much for stem cells, more for this like these kind of like turbo PRP type treatments.
Okay.
But a lot of those pro athletes were going to South America because it's been big in South America for a long time.
Was it actually, I assume it was legal in the U.S. when you were doing it? Unless you want to admit on a podcast you were breaking law.
Yeah, well, it's all, you know, this is a new field and it's evolving, you know, and there's certain elements that are clearly legal and there's others that are a bit of a gray area. And then there's other things that are not legal that clearly we do not do. So the main thing that you can do abroad that you cannot do in the United States is culture expansion of stem cells.
Okay.
So that means either you take a person's own stem cells or you take stem cells from an umbilical cord and you grow them in the laboratory. So you get these massive doses, these, you know, 200 million stem cells, and then deliver that. We cannot do that in the United States.
Now, the V cells, where do those come from and where do those fit in? What exactly are the V cells?
So the V cell stands for a very small embryonic-like stem cell.
Okay.
And these are stem cells that are actually in your blood, but they live in this kind of hibernation state, this quiescent state, where they're not active, but they're just there. And the interesting thing about B cells is they're actually more primitive than the mesenchymal stem cells that we get from your bone marrow, which means that they actually have the ability to differentiate or become other types of cells more easily.
Okay.
And they also seem to be more active and have more signaling ability. And so the problem was in the past, we didn't know how to activate B cells. Like we could take your blood and they're in there, but they're like hiding and they're not doing anything.
Right.
But there's been a few things over the years that different protocols that have made it easier to activate those B cells and to make them start like proliferating and dividing and becoming more active. And so the one we use is a laser by Dr. Todd Ovakides. And we essentially laser activate the PRP from your blood and sort of turn on these B cells. And we use
So you're taking
that.
The plasma, my plasma.
Your plasma.
Blasting it with a laser light.
Right.
And that's activating these very small embryonic-like stem cells in the plasma.
Right.
To be able to do what?
To do the same types of things we're trying to get any of the stem cells to do.
So
to signal repair, regeneration, healing, you know, to signal improved blood flow, all the things that we're, you know, depending on where we're putting them. So the idea is that they may be acting like other stem cells, but they may have more activity even than the stem cells in your bone marrow or your fat.
Now, I talked to a guy a long time ago about V cells, and he was telling me, it was Doc, and he was telling me that he would take blood out and like freeze it overnight to stress the blood. So could you say that basically what you're doing is stressing the blood, in this case with lasers, or you could stress the blood with cold, or I don't know, you could stress the blood with having it run a marathon or whatever to activate these V-cells?
Yeah, some of the other protocols involve like heat and cold and kind of going back and forth between heat and cold.
Okay.
So it's kind of like what people do, you know, with their saunas and their cold plunges, but it's on a smaller level. Okay.
Super interesting. Now how new is this whole V-cell thing? Like, is this like pretty cutting edge? Or
I think V-cells were first described in the scientific literature in like 2008.
Okay.
And like Amy was saying, I had heard of some protocols of how to prepare the V cell, freezing the blood and thawing it, but it was very time intensive and it required that you would keep the blood overnight. Well, then you have this whole issue of whether or not you're a blood bank now, because when you keep stuff overnight, it sort of changes the whole picture of what it is that you're doing. So we were very excited when we heard about Todd Ovakides, who developed this laser.
Todd Ovakides.
Okay. I think his website is Dr. Todd.
Okay.
And he along with a award-winning physicist, developed this laser that actually activates the VSCLs, the very small embryonic-like stem cells. And the way we know, he actually has peer-reviewed published data showing that when you zap, you know, because you, like Amy was saying, you concentrate these VSCLs. Mm-hmm. Like anytime you do PRP, you're concentrating the V cells, but they're completely asleep. But when you zap them with the laser, they grow like 100x. So they measure the number before and after zapping. And if it if the population grows 100x, it means they're activated. Mm-hmm. And just what you were saying about, you know, the freezing and thawing, how that's similar, really, I mean, that's biohacking. And that's why possibly one of the major advantages to a lot of things like cold plunges and that sort of thing, the benefits that you get actually is because of the activation of your own endogenous VSELs.
No kidding. Okay, now I'm just going to tell people I wake up and I do some V-celling. We're all biohacking. Yeah. We're just all V-celling. Okay, so so what actually happens in there, in that secret room, when once you actually get me on the table and you have all this different stuff? What's the actual sequence? Obviously, there's two of you, so each of you are doing different things, but you can each kind of explain what your unique flavor of makeover is. But explain to me what's going on.
Yeah, sure. So during your treatment today, we'll actually create a time lapse video. So we'll probably show it at this point.
Yeah. But and by the way, I'm gonna make a link for everybody who's listening or watching. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/stemcellpodcast. It's bengreenfieldfitness.com/stemcellpodcast. I'll link to videos, the time-lapse stuff that Harry's talking about. And even we did another episode a long time ago getting more into the history of this. So I'll put all that in there at bengreenfieldfitness.com/stemcellpodcast. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do what we call an ozone dialysis, also called EBO2, extracorporeal blood oxygenation and ozonation. So we're going to essentially purify your blood. We hook you up to an dialysis machine. The blood is pumped out of one arm. It passes through a box where the blood is bombarded with ultraviolet radiation. Then it passes through a filter, mm-hmm. where the blood is filtered and impregnated with ozone gas. Passes through another
blood
box.
Pregnant with gas. I like it.
I knew I'd get some second grade humor out of that. Then it passes through another light box that bombards the blood with far infrared red light therapy,
okay.
which is, you know, just like regular red light therapy, except we're treating the blood. So we run that for 45 minutes. So we're treating your entire blood supply. Wow. So when we do this big bone marrow aspiration, which is comprised largely of blood, it's really purified blood.
So you're almost like doing an oil change for my blood.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, but you do it before the surgery.
Immediately before.
So you get higher quality bone marrow aspirate
right.
when you do that.
Right.
Okay.
Then we get you on the table. You go to sleep. We have a board-certified anesthesiologist who puts you to sleep. I'll do the bone marrow aspiration.
Me, I can just do the self-hypnosis thing. I'm pretty good at that. I'll count myself down. I'll be good. Trust me. I won't feel a thing.
Box breathing.
Yeah. Just have a sledgehammer on hand just in case.
So we'll do the bone marrow.
Okay.
We'll have already drawn your blood during the EBO2. Then we'll prepare the bone marrow, mix it with the VSEL, with the exosomes. Then we'll start injecting the entire length of your spine. First, we'll do stem cell epidural injections. So okay. putting stem cells in the epidural space. And that's to help with arthritis, because a major part of arthritis is that central stenosis, narrowing of the spinal mm-hmm. canal. Mm-hmm. So we'll do epidurals in the low back and the neck. Then we'll do facet injections, starting at C1, C2, and then every level, both sides, all the way down, SI ligament, both sides, iliolumbar ligament, both sides.
Okay.
During that time, Amy's already doing your scalp. Then we'll flip you over, do both shoulders, both elbows, both wrists and thumbs, both hips, both knees, both ankles, and great toe. And that's my part.
And then kind of while that's happening, I'll do facial injections, and then I'll do microneedling of the face and neck and apply the stem cells and exosomes topically. So we're kind of getting okay. all levels of the skin, like the deeper skin and that sort right. of outer skin. And then at the very end, we have everyone leave except for me and the anesthesia guy, and I'll do the penis injections and then the shockwave therapy at the end.
Well, I'm glad I at least have my privacy
for
the penis injections. And you do the great toe, but not the other toes, Harry. You went through that pretty quickly.
The
other toes are not important. You're just going to leave them out.
If somebody has a problem with the other toes, we will do it, but I don't routinely do it because the great toe is so often an arthritic joint.
It is. It's the one where people have the most
If someone
issues.
Has issues, then we'll do it. I mean, you know, clearly we take requests. You know, we do a lot of intervertebral disc injections, mm-hmm. but unless somebody really needs
So someone could come in and do this and be like, hey, this is a part of my body that I have a big problem with, more pain with. It needs a little more TLC. Yeah. You can focus a little bit more on that area.
Absolutely.
Now, what are, because you talked about the beat up cowboys, and obviously I would imagine
and maybe this is just my romanticized idea of a beat up cowboy. These guys are just, you know, hobbling in with a shoulder and knee and back and a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know, what are some of, to be more specific, the general reasons that someone would come in for this besides the whole just like anti-aging, longevity, keep my stem cell pool up, you know, because I know a lot of biohackers are doing it for that. But what are some other things that this is effective for that kind of like your shoulder story you were telling people would come and do instead of doing a scope or instead of doing a cortisol injection?
Sure. So with full body, about half our practice now is full body stem cell makeover. And about half of those guys are busted up cowboys. And the other half are biohackers who are in pretty good shape, but want to do it more preventatively. However, we still do site specific, I can't sometimes call it a la carte treatments where, you know, we'll do someone's low back. Usually we don't just do one area because most people have a couple areas, but frequently we'll do low back and a knee or something like that. You know, just a couple of areas. We sort of specialize in spine. So we're one of the few places in the country that that actually injects intervertebral discs.
Okay.
And that's probably like something we do. I would say that's something we do a lot of to answer your
question. Would that technically be like disc degeneration or just general low back pain? Or?
Well, that's why it's important to do a history, because there's two ways that a disc can cause pain. One is if it's herniated, if it's poking out and it's pressing on a nerve root, then that's causing leg pain. We don't usually inject the disc for that because we would risk making the herniation worse, but we would do epidurals to help try to shrink the disc.
Okay.
However, if somebody has true disc pain, and that's usually caused by desiccation, dehydration of the disc, and that's characterized, the hallmark is sort of that midline pain, worse bending forward, and especially like holding a baby out in front, holding, you know, a weight in front and leaning slightly forward, like putting a baby in a crib, for instance.
Right.
Midline pain, worse bending forward, that's always disc pain. And that's in the low back when we'll inject the disc. In the neck, I do a lot fewer discs just because by the time people get to the point where they have severe burning in both hands, and that's kind of the rubric for that. By the time they have that, they're usually getting their neck fused anyway. But if I get them, we actually do quite well doing cervical discs as well.
What about athletes with like cartilage or meniscal issues, things like that?
Yeah, we do great with sort of chronic issues. I don't really treat acute injuries. So if somebody
like an ACL tear or something like that.
Yeah, because frequently that needs surgery. Yeah. Or if it's like a rotator cuff tear, for instance, it might get better. Like, you know, you can live just fine with a rotator cuff tear. And so there's no reason to do it like acutely because you might get better or you might need surgery. So I usually wait. The person has to have the issue for at least a year before we think about treating those cells.
Makes sense. Amy, describe to me what happens aesthetically as a result, and describe to me what happens sexually as a result from doing what you're doing while Harry's doing all the joints and everything.
Well, the scalp injections are for hair restoration or for just helping hair to be thicker and healthier. So depending on if you have hair loss or not, they can help with that.
Well, I'm growing my hair out.
So I know.
We're just pushing the gas pedal on it.
Right? I've been watching your content. It's looking fabulous. The facial injections and microneedling are just to help with the health of the skin. So we're really targeting the skin, itself. So we're trying to help with, you know, the texture, the tone, the sort of evenness of the skin, the glow of the skin.
What about wrinkles? Does it help with wrinkles?
It helps with fine lines and wrinkles. It's not as good at giving back volume as like a filler, like
Botox
or something. Or Botox is different, but that's stopping the wrinkles from moving at all, the muscles from moving. So those things are a little bit different. So if you need, you know, volume, or if you need like, you know, a facelift, this is not going to give those things. However, it's great for just making your skin healthier, look healthier, actually be healthier, because you're increasing collagen and elastin, hyaluronic acid, which are all parts of skin that start to decline after age 25 or so.
Now, is this kind of like the, you know, you see the magazines, the Hollywood secrets and what they do to stay young. Is this the kind of stuff they're doing?
It's the kind of stuff,
Hollywood?
Yeah. And it's, you know, there's usually a combination approach, you know, it's like anything else, like it's not one thing, but this like stem cells and PRP and exosomes are great for making your skin like just look glowy and fresh and more youthful. And then you can always add in other things, lasers or Botox or fillers, or, you know, depending on kind of your appetite for those things.
Okay. And so that's the beauty component. And then what are the effects of what you're doing from a sexual standpoint?
So it kind of depends on what's happening. You know, like if you have someone who's really not having a lot of problems, like Harry mentioned, then usually the feedback is that it just, things just feel better, like improved right. sensation, improved orgasms.
That's similar to what happened to me last time. Like I wasn't broken, but I felt like basically, actually the two main things I noticed was it felt like I had more firmness and hardness and that my orgasms were better.
Yeah.
Like those are the main things. But what about like guys with like ED or Peyronie's, you know, things like that?
Yeah, so we'll treat both of those. With ED and Peyronie's both, I'll usually recommend after we do the injections also doing some shockwave therapy like Gainswave or similar at home, because it really helps to further activate the stem cells that I put in there. But these are great treatments for those as well. And you know, I've had a lot of men who had pretty severe ED and with a combination approach between the, you know, the shockwave and the injections and maybe some hormones, mm-hmm. you know, we've been able to turn them around mm-hmm. Completely, which is pretty amazing because that's really important.
Yeah. And then what about for women? What goes on there?
So with women, I'm injecting the anterior vaginal wall, kind of where the G-spot is, mm-hmm. And then the clitoris. And so same kinds of things. We're still trying to increase blood flow. We're mm-hmm. trying to increase, you know, the health of the cells in the area. We can also see improvements in stress urinary incontinence. So mm-hmm. women who have, you know, leak a little bit when they jump or sneeze, if we can kind of support the urethra a little bit with these mm-hmm. injections, then we can see improvements in that as well. So same kinds of things, improve pleasure, improved ability to orgasm as well, and then the stress urinary incontinence piece.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You got to check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and your yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Well, if you're tired of spending hours on cardio with minimal results, then listen up, because I got a game-changing fitness breakthrough for you. The Carol Bike, science-backed, time-saving solution trusted by experts for optimizing health and longevity. They use this special form of a workout called a Rehit, which allows you to achieve superior health and fitness benefits compared to regular cardio in 90% less time. That's amazing. That's a lot of time, 90%. Studies show that by doing Carol's 5-minute workout just 3 times a week, you can improve your fitness by 12%, reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and even wind back your internal body clock by 10 years. The science is clear. Carol Bike is your ticket to a healthier and more vibrant life. You got to try it to believe it and to see what I'm saying. I mean, it's not like a walk in the park. When you're pushing hard on those intervals, you're pushing, but then it's just like over and it's done and it walks you through it. It's very motivating. It's 5 feet away from me right now. It's right here in my office. My cool little exercise toy in my office. So you get $250 off your Carol Bike. You don't have to wait any longer. You can join over 25,000 riders and visit carolbike.com today. carolbike.com. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard, because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis or sweating or doing hot yoga or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
I have some logistical questions. So I got my head wrapped around everything that's going on now. And I, we didn't even talk about V-cells and stuff the last time I was here. So these are some new things that you're doing now, but some logistical questions. First of all, what do people feel like after they do this? Because a lot of people are like, well, how many days do I need to schedule? Is this like a surgery or I'm in bed for 2 weeks after? So talk to me about what happens after.
Yeah, it's a commitment. So, you know, frequently this is not something that you just decide you're going to do and come in the next week. You know, this is
granted, I did break the rules and race a Spartan race last time, like 5 days after, but that was recommended.
Don't do that.
Harry and I were talking before we came in here. Like I messed up my ankle pretty good because I was just, everything's wobbly and weak.
And there's fluid in there. Yeah, so So you're actually at increased risk of injury for a little while.
But I was contracted to do this race because that was back when I was racing for the pro team. Mm-hmm. So I literally just like taped up my whole body, you know, all the kinesio tape and the braces, went out there and raced the mountains. And I think I came in like fifth or sixth place or something like that. So I made it, but I felt super, super beat up after. So anyways, back to your explanation of what the gold standard recovery is.
Yeah. So, the short version is 1 week of, so the way that this treatment works is we're tricking your body into thinking that you've had a new injury without actually having caused any tissue insult. So you get all the benefit of a healing reaction without actually having been hurt.
Which, by the way, sorry to interrupt, is important because this has happened to a lot of people I've talked to. It's happened to me. You get a stem cell injection and a part of your body that had been injured way back in the day flares up. And a lot of people freak out. They're like, doc, you re-injured me. Mm-hmm. But it's actually the body remembering going back and repairing something that needs. Is that the good way to describe
it? Yeah, the first 2 months is a roller coaster. You have good days, you have bad days, things are worse, things are better, it's weird.
But the first 2 months after protocol,
Basically the thumbnail is 1 week of taking it very easy. I mean, really convalescing. And I don't mean bed rest. Like, you want to be up and moving.
No CrossFit.
Nothing that's going to, like, contuse your joint surfaces or spine. Second week, you kind of reintroduce normal daily activity. And then 2 months, no new injuries. Mm-hmm. So no falling on your keister. I wouldn't do any mountain biking. I wouldn't even really ski or snowboard because if someone collides into you, like, you want to really give yourself. And the people who are the most disciplined about those 2 months of, you know, movement, and you can do strength training and all that, but just nothing where you actually have the potential of getting injured, those are the people who do the best.
Okay. All right. What about sex? Can you have sex after?
You can, yeah. From my perspective, my procedures, there's no downtime.
Okay.
Like, if it wasn't for everything else going on, you could have sex right afterwards. You could run a marathon afterwards.
Right.
You could do anything.
Just don't have sex on a mountain bike or rock climbing.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah. That would be impressive.
No Cirque du Soleil stuff.
Right. Just for the Instagrams. And so another logistical question, let's talk about like insurance, payments, investments. Like, what are people expecting out of this as far as what it actually costs?
Yeah, this is considered experimental. Insurance does not pay for it at all. Mm-hmm. So this is entirely out of pocket.
Okay, got it. Ballpark for these type of protocols, because I think you have different levels, right?
Yeah.
So talk me through that.
Yeah. So when we're talking about full body stent, well, let's back up. So if someone's just treating like their knee or their low back or something, the biggest expense is getting started, harvesting the stem cells, preparing the stem cells, renting out the room, getting anesthesia here, everything else. So it starts at about between $20,000 and $25,000. For a more complex case, is more like $30,000. Full body stem cell makeover, if it's just me doing the orthopedic, starts at $40,000 If it's the two of us, we call out a four hands.
Four hands.
Yeah.
Is that because there's two of you? I was going to say four of you. But I don't know how to be eight guys.
Yeah, that's 60. And I say it starts at 60,000 because it can go up. If people want to use additional vials of exosomes, then we can do that. But it starts at 40 or 60,000.
Gotcha. And does it matter? Like you talk about exosomes and placental matrix and some of these things. Does it matter where you get that stuff from?
Oh, absolutely.
I've been to some conferences and talked to some doctors. I'm like, oh, I'm a, what's the company? Like a Chimera guy or there's other companies. Mm-hmm. So what, how do you know like what's good?
A lot of due diligence, like actually visiting the facility type due diligence, because there's a broad spectrum. Now, a lot of the really, I hate to use the term bad actors, but some of the real like businesses that needed to be put out of business have been put out of business. So the ones that are left are at least reasonably reputable, but some more than others. We currently use Organocell, and they're furthest along in the sort of the FDA approval pathway.
That's for the exosomes, Organocell?
Yeah, that's the company that we use, and we feel very good about using them. We use them on ourselves. We use them on our parents.
Okay. What about the placental matrix? Does that matter?
Well, like that's the Organocell product is a combination of exosomes with placental matrix, so it comes in one vial.
Okay, I'm very picky about my placentas. I only want them to come from finely raised placenta sources, organic, no pesticides, no herbicides on my placenta. Now, you talk about biohackers who will come in and do something like this. Obviously, biohackers also like their cryotherapy, their infrared light, their jumping up and down on a trampoline. I saw one of those in your office. What are things that you could stack with something like this to make it even better? Like what have you found some of these super smart cats, these biohackers who are coming in to be treated by you? Like, are there things that they're doing in addition to this that amplify the effectiveness of it?
Well, personally, you know, I generally get two types of people in here. People who are doing all of that stuff and know far better than I do what works well for them. And people who, even if I recommended this type of stuff to them, they wouldn't do it anyway. So I generally don't make a lot of recommendations. I think all of that stuff is good. The one recommendation I do make is against some, is not doing multi-day fasting before you come in. Because I find if people do multi-day fasting before
you
the procedure,
you told me not to eat breakfast this morning.
Well, the multi-day. So yeah, okay. you need to be NPO.
For me, not eating breakfast is basically just as bad as multi-day.
Yeah, you need to not eat the morning of your procedure. But if people do like a 4-day fast leading up to it, it's really hard for them to sort of bounce back. They're really, really weak afterwards.
Okay.
So that's the really the only thing that I sort of advise people, because most of the people who are coming to us are doing all this great stuff. And I think it's all helpful.
I'm a big fan of red light therapy afterwards.
Okay.
Especially for the skin stuff, because we know that can help with healing time and, you know, decrease bruising and just kind of helping to activate the stem cells in the skin. So I like the red light therapy afterwards. And I also like that some sort of nitric oxide booster supplements before and continuing on afterwards, because we know nitric oxide works in combination with stem cells to
like
activate
arginine,
them.
Beetroot, things
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, okay. exactly. Like
okay.
that.
Got it. What about pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, PEMF? I've heard a lot of people talk about how that mobilizes stem cells or helps with stem cells. Like if you do it along the femur, you know, trigger some kind of release by the bone marrow. Is that something that you guys have looked into at all, or that do you have anybody come in and then go lay on PEMF after or anything like that?
We don't have any here in the office. People definitely do it before and after, and I think I like PEMF. Okay. I have one at home myself, but we haven't experimented to see kind of benefits.
Okay. Generally leading up to the procedure, I don't want to mobilize stem cells because I want to sneak up on them. Okay. I want to catch them by surprise. I want them to all be in the bone marrow so I can harvest them.
Yeah.
If you take, because if there's certain medications you can take that will make the stem cells leave your bone marrow and go into your blood flow. And there's certain biohacking methods that will do that too. But I don't really want that because I want to sneak up on them.
No, my bone marrow will be good. I'll tell you why. There's one company, they're totally not sponsoring this podcast or anything like that, but they're called Ancestral Supplements. They make like liver and heart and kidney, but they make these little capsules and they're just bone marrow capsules. And I'm like addicted. I pop those like candy. I've been eating like 20 bone marrow capsules a day for like the past month. Cause honestly, I just, I, thought, you know, I wonder what bone marrow actually tastes like when it's powdered. And it tastes really good. It's got like this umami. So anyways, I literally have been eating bone marrow like every day for the past month. So hopefully my bone marrow is good. The other one I wanted to ask you about was hyperbaric. Because that's another one that's a lot of times brought up as something that can help with stem cells. Obviously, it helps with recovery, so it would be good for maybe some of the incisions or some of the tissue afterwards. But what about for the stem cell component? Anything to that, or do you guys know?
I think for recovery, it would be fantastic. We don't have one here, but we definitely have looked into that as something that maybe at some point in the future we'll get one. Because I think the combination, the 1-2 punch of sort of a stem cell procedure and something like hyperbarics is pretty solid.
Okay, got it. And then how long does this actual procedure take? Like, obviously, we're going from here into you said the EBU was 45 minutes, but then once I'm out of the EBU, what's the expectation for the full body?
When it's the two of us, it's about 3 hours.
Okay.
And then we keep you here another hour or two to wake up.
Yeah. So that's a pretty long period of time.
Yeah. That's why it's expensive, because it's the two of us working the entire time. Mm-hmm. And it, took us years to do it. It's an expensive facility, lots of expensive equipment.
Yes.
So, lots
of gadgets here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I would like to mention my tithing program. When you were here, I'm trying to remember if I had it. I didn't have it up and going when last time you were here.
Okay.
But I have a tithing program. So back in on Christmas Eve of 2016, I had a stroke. And it turned out the stroke was caused by a bacterial infection of my heart. And I required a aortic valve replacement. And it turns out it was from bad dental work. Wow. But I had this open heart cardiac bypass surgery with a sternotomy. And after that, I had the opportunity to experience pain that was a 10 out of 10, which I had never experienced before. And I was laying in this bed just saying, like, what's the silver lining here? Like, what's the lesson? Why am I experiencing this? And what I came up with was that getting people out of pain is a gift. And even if you have something that's the most wonderful development in medicine, if someone can't afford it, it doesn't do them any good. So that was the birth of the tithing program. So since that time, about the time I met you was about when we launched it, for people who can't afford it, for people who are living below poverty line, first we just ask to see their taxes to verify that they are in fact living below poverty line. Then there's two pathways for enrollment. Right. One is for combat service veterans. If you've served this country in combat, I'm happy to do the treatment free, no charge, and I get everything donated, and so it's like we're good. The other is if you're not a combat service veteran, is I will do it in exchange for documentation of community service hours.
No kidding.
So we've been doing that for about 4 years now. Mm-hmm. We do one day a month, and it's been so much fun to do. We get just the most terrific people in here to do it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's admirable. I like that. I also like that you ask for verification. If you see somebody pulling a Tesla for their tithes, stem cell protocol, your eyebrow gets raised. Yeah, I like that. That's really cool. And so everything from the information on the tithing program to the full body makeover to the e-boot, everything you guys do here, what is the best place for people to go if they want to just inquire or find out more or schedule it? Where do people go?
It's docereclinics.com, D-O-C-E-R-E clinics.com. There on the homepage is a link to my Nick Nanton film.
Okay.
It's a 60-minute documentary film that's free to watch, tells the whole story. Amy's in it. That's for people who really want to do a deep dive.
Okay.
There's also a link to my ebook, which you have a hard copy there.
Yeah, this book. I'll hold it up for those of you who are watching. Yeah. It's called The Stem Cells. I read it. You and I were at a conference a couple months ago, Harry, and you gave it to me. I read it down there at the conference, and it's a great. If you're going to do the protocol, I'll hold it up for the camera. It's called Stem Cell Solution with. It appears to be like a ripped Santa Claus on the front holding up a paddleboard. And so that, I think, if you want to read more information about what we were just talking about and wrap your head around whether or not you'd want to do this or what happens during, that's a good read for you, the Stem Cell Solution. And I will also, for the Doceri clinics, people have trouble spelling or remembering Doceri, what I'll do is at bengreenfieldfitness.com/stemcellpodcast, I'll link to all this stuff so you can just hunt it down, and I'll also link to the other show that I did a long time ago with Harry, so you can find out whether or not my my voice is higher or lower, or how much differently we all look. Hopefully we've all reversed age by like 6 years since the last show, based on everything we've learned.
Yeah, absolutely. Do,
right? Yeah, that's right. Awesome. You guys, thank you so much. And obviously, if you are watching or listening to this, there'll be some accompanying material, because we're going to get some extra photos and some cool, like Terry said, time lapse and some cool stuff from the actual protocol that we're about to go on and do next. So it's all going to be at bengreenfieldfitness.com/stemcellpodcast. Amy and Harry, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More than ever these days, people like you and me need a fresh, entertaining, well-informed, and often outside-the-box approach to discovering the health and happiness and hope that we all crave. So I hope I've been able to do that for you on this episode today. And if you liked it, or if you love what I'm up to, then please leave me a review on your preferred podcast listening channel, wherever that might be. And just find the Ben Greenfield Life episode. Say something nice. Thanks so much. It means a lot.